Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Stan Bonson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, John Lowenstein. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Laron Lee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Alvarado. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball four. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta strikes out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowenstein. The throw from Downing and he is out, Horta applying the tag. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing center field. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee moves to second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lee moves to third. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lowenstein for the out. Alvarado moves to second. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry fires to first and picks off Allen. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spikes moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spikes scores. Gamble moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharp hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. Downing hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Lowenstein reaches second base with a double. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowenstein. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Lowenstein steals third. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lowenstein scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spikes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Torres. May reaches second base with a double. Allen goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to third. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-2 in the game. Sharp hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. May tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-2 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Gamble hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. Dent hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan strikes out. One out. Ed Crosby pinch hits for Luis Alvarado. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby takes first base on ball 4. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Crosby moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-2 in the game. Torres hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Crosby now playing second base. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Allen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowenstein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spikes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Spikes moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards second. Orta scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Spikes moves to third. Two outs. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sharp hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-3 in the game. Downing hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Torres. Downing reaches second base with a double. Spikes throws the ball into Lowenstein, who tags Downing trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-3 in the game. Dent hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-3 in the game. Duncan hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Lowenstein takes first base on ball 4. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Duffy reaches second base with a double. Lowenstein moves to third. John Ellis pinch hits for Rusty Torres. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Fred Bean pinch runs for John Ellis. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Spikes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lowenstein scores. Duffy moves to third. Bean moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Terry Forster now pitching. Joe Liss pinch hits for Oscar Gamble. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.